B-Pod Studios.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Good morning, all.
What day is it?
Pump day.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
That sounds boring. You'll be great at it.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
These guys are hilarious.
I'm a pretty good guy, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at how much fun we can have together.
Sounds like a fun crew.
Let Wednesday begin!
Hit it!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 5:40. Happy Wednesday. It's the 17th of August. Uh-oh. I got two more days. My wife's birthday is Friday.
Noodle. Really?
Yeah. I got to get her a card. Something else. Not sure.
Yeah.
Price of
noodle. You've had a year to think about it.
No.
I mean, you know it's coming every year.
I know, right?
And look at you.
No pressure, though.
A Leo and a Taurus.
Yeah, I'm Taurus. She's Leo. What do you mean?
What? That's just a lot of stuff going on.
Is it really?
Yeah, you got a lion and a ram.
Oh, a bull.
Whatever.
I'm the bull in this case.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes
yeah,
in the
China
castle. Yes, that's it. Anyway, no, I'm sorry. I'm setting a reminder for myself that to go get a card or something. I know she's not listening right now, so I can talk
get
about
a card
that.
Or something. How about, like, you got to get a present?
Oh, yeah, sure. You better.
I just saw an ad for Lily Pulitzer. I think you should.
She loves Lily.
That. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Thank you.
And a season sale, too.
Oh, what?
Heck yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you, LBF. Well, let's get on with the show. I got
all right,
a shop
okay,
here.
Okay, now we're done now.
Yes, thank you, Lily. Lots of Lily. Hey, a light rain today and a chance of rain 80%. That's good. Those are good high odds. Only 68 for the high, but that's okay.
It's okay. Give it the
who's complaining, right?
Plants a chance to breathe.
Oh my God, my poor hydrangea.
Oh God,
these wilted willows is what they look like. Showers tonight, 62. Tomorrow, cloudy, 78. So that's okay. And for Friday, sunny, 88. Here we go. Boom, back in the 80s. Saturday, 87. Sunday, 85.
No.
So summer returns.
I can't do it. I can't put on another. I can't put on the air conditioner.
I know. We'll talk about that later.
Yes,
because
I know.
I know you were in electric shock yesterday after seeing your electric bill. Yeah, we'll talk about that later because people have to be in the same boat, okay, this year with that. Okay, I'm going to narrow it down, make it very easy. Stevie Nicks tickets for her September 19th show. It's a Monday night. It is going to be at Xfinity Center, and we're going to give you a chance to win them exactly at 8:40. Okay?
Great. Okay, yeah, 8:40.
8:40,
write it down.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right? We're writing a lot of stuff down.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Lily Pulitzer.
You write that down.
Yeah, I'll write that down. You write this down. Stevie Nicks tickets, 8:40, for lucky call number 10 at that time, so be here for that.
Find out if you're super smart every weekday morning at 8:05. The ROR Morning Show. Listen live on the WROR app. It's easy and free.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's 5:57. How about some Hootie right there? It's Bob and LBF. Brian's on vacation. Hey, coming up, I'm going to tell you exactly when we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Stevie Nicks. But first, LBF has got the latest.
All right, it's 65 degrees in Boston. Boston police are searching for bicyclists believed to have been involved in an assault. The incident happened in the South End yesterday afternoon. A man said several surrounded him while he was driving. He was taken to the hospital after getting punched in the face. Several fights broke out at the joint practice with the Patriots and the Panthers yesterday. Patriots players James France, Kristen Wilkerson, and Kendrick Bourne were ejected from practice, as was Carolina safety Kenny Robinson. First Lady Jill Biden is dealing with mild symptoms after testing positive for COVID. It's the first time the 71-year-old has contracted the virus. She's double vaccinated and has received two booster shots. And the New Mexico Medical Investigator's Office ruled that Alec Baldwin's fatal shooting of a cinematographer last year was an accident. Helena Hutchins was killed when a prop gun Baldwin was holding fired a live round on the set of the movie Rust last October near Santa Fe. In sports, the Red Sox opened their three-game series in Pittsburgh with a 5-3 victory over the Pirates. They take them on again tonight. Weather today, light rain, then remaining cloudy. Showers this afternoon, high of 68.
I love the sports story. 65 years ago,
yeah,
on this date, 1957, Richie Ashburn, there's a name,
yeah,
Ashburn, uh-huh, of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Right. Are you getting to something?
No.
Oh, okay.
He hit a foul ball, accidentally nailed poor Alice Roth, just a fan in the stands, broke her nose on this day in 1957, as she was being taken out on a stretcher. Ashburn hit her again with another foul ball.
Are you serious?
Yes, in the stretcher. That's a bad day.
That's a bad day all
around.
Are
you kidding
me? I thought you were going to like say they got met and got married. And...
Oh, they might have. I don't know.
I don't think so.
He hit on her twice.
Jeez. All right. Stop hitting on me.
All right. Stop hitting on me, Richie. Okay. Yeah, looks a chance of rain today. High of 68 and good chance of rain again all day, all night. And tomorrow's high only 78. Today's high, by the way, 68. And it's 65 in Boston.
More 80s, more variety. You're locked into the summer of nonstop music on Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1, Framingham, Boston. 80s and more. Are you WROR? ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes. Oh, little boogie woogie woogie.
Yeah.
It's electric. So yesterday, LBF. He was getting ready to go to the gym. Just sitting there having a cappuccino.
Yeah.
Which gets you pumped. You should try that.
I should.
Before you work out.
Oh, before my grueling workout.
Before
I should
have a cappuccino.
How about a donut, too?
Well, you know, we all make our choices. And then you send me a text. You were absolutely livid. You were in shock.
I was shocked. It wasn't even, I was too shocked to be livid.
This is crazy. All right, so LBF, what the heck is going on with your electric bill? It's insane.
I got an electric bill for the basically like the last 2 weeks of July and first 2weeks of August.
Yeah.
All right, one month. Electric bill.
Uh-huh.
All right, let me just explain. I don't have a pool.
Nope.
I don't have...
like, central AC.
I don't have central AC. I don't have, I don't know, like the stuff where irrigation system. None of these things.
You don't use anything. A lot of electricity is what you're saying.
I have one child.
Okay.
My house is like 2,000 square feet.
Yeah.
$962.70.
Okay. $72. You put it up.
$962.70.
What the heck is going on? Because you put it up on the ROR Morning Show page,
yeah.
Facebook page, I should say,
yeah.
And everybody is chiming in with the same problems. Carlos says ours doubled, all caps, in July. Regina, same thing, doubled. Now, you use
Eversource. I called them.
And what they say?
Sorry. She was very nice, the woman. I was like,
yeah.
I mean, I was laughing because I was so shocked. You know when you're like shocked and you're like, I can't even believe this is happening. So she said basically that the price of electricity has doubled. In the past, since last year.
It's insane.
At this time.
Well, here's what I want to tell you. You put that comment up, and you actually showed your bill.
I did.
Just to show people this legit.
Yep.
In last year's, it was 100 and something?
Oh, it was like
one,
nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm seeing is people are saying, Amy says, solar panels. Electric bill is $0 since April, even with central air. Charles Williams made the switch to solar. Eversource owes me $600 this month so far.
Well,
I'm not just saying it. Maybe that is
but they cost like $50,000, don't they, to install?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have that. If I don't have $962, how am I?
Well, that's the thing, because when you get the solar, you're replacing your electric bill, what you're paying now, with paying the solar, I assume. Let's see who else. Ruth says, time to get solar. My bill has a credit on it. I don't know.
First of all, I don't really like how they look. Is that jerky of me?
Mm.
I mean, you know.
No,
one.
Well.
And two.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the one who gets, like, the little things in the mail that says I'm doing such a good job conserving energy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
It is insane.
Bills,
we feel your pain. Let me grab a call real quick. Good morning, Jeffrey. You're calling about the electric
bill.
Yes, Jeffrey. Can you hear us okay? Hello, Jeffrey.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Well, you tell me. Are you calling about the electric bill?
Oh, my God. $35 for the actual bill. And LBF, I have nothing on you. You know, holy crap, that's like huge amount of money.
Yeah, right.
Mine is $35 for the bill, $40-something for the delivery fee. Why and how the electrical wire costs that much to deliver my electricity.
And why'd it double from last year, right? Where are you, Jeff?
Exactly.
Where are you?
I'm in Derry, New Hampshire.
You're in Derry,
actually,
okay.
In the van. Yeah, van right now. But yeah, Eversource. It's crazy.
They
sent messages that they were going up, but of course they don't divulge, you know, what you're going to end up seeing for sticker shock when you open up
no.
the envelope.
My sister-in-law lives up near you in New Hampshire. She freaked out, called my wife yesterday.
Yeah.
Same thing. Like, what? What's your bill out?
My supply, the cost of electricity from Eversource was $530.59, and the delivery was $432.11.
Jeez.
That's nuts. It's almost doubling your bill.
I know.
Yeah. No, it's just,
I don't think
scary.
Right. I don't think that the voting set, you know, whatever, is going to do anything for this because, you know, it's going to be, primary, whatever.
Well, let me ask you, Jeff, we're going to go, but thanks for calling. Yeah. Sorry about that. But my thought is on the bill next month is going to be higher because you have used more electricity, the heat wave.
Well, that's what she said, the one nice lady. So according
she said, buckle
to,
up.
She said it was a heat wave, and I don't think we're going to get another one. I'm like, okay, thanks for letting me know.
But this was, you'll have more coming, because this was probably before the heat wave ended.
Last year at this time in August, from this year, I used 151.3% more electricity.
This year?
Than last year.
Yeah, well, still, that's too much. Shouldn't double
anyway,
the bill.
I'm sad.
All right.
No.
623. We know. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF. Brian's on vacation. And it's 626. Rain today and a high of only 68. That's fine with me. You don't have to worry about the AC.
Just a little bit. Yeah, no kidding.
Right? You're done with the AC for the year, right?
I'm not turning. I love my little pinguinos, but they're expensive little things.
Right? You're going candlelight.
Yes, I'm not turning another light on.
All right,
I'd rather curse the darkness.
ROR, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Jim. What's up?
Oh, I just want to thank LB for helping me with my 401k.
Oh, why? You have stock in Eversource?
I work for Eversource.
Oh God.
Jim.
Well, congratulations.
Not the electric side, though.
Well,
okay.
I'm sorry about that, but I'm sure my gas bill will be crazy,
too.
Are you guys rolling in dough?
Oh, my God. Not me.
Right. Somebody is.
I have National Grid, and I'll have to talk to my wife because we have a pool, and the fans and ACs are constantly going because I got three kids. So
let
me know.
I know what the bill is.
I need a support group.
No, I got mine, and it was pretty much double from last year as well. And I do have a pool, and I do have a central. So it's like, you know.
But I just don't know what I'm supposed to do.
It was usually running like 300
whatever you do.
In a month.
No, all right, Jim, we got to run, but thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Jim.
Good luck at Eversource today.
Yes.
Bye. Grief. LBF reading by candle tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. It's brutal.
I actually was watching TV and thinking I should shut the TV off.
Geez, nothing shakes you more than that, does it? You see
a bill.
A big bill. Okay. Morning Court is coming up. Charlie is on the phone. Charlie doesn't know what to do about his dad. Somehow, Charlie's dad is dating Charlie's ex. Do we need to say any more than that?
No.
Now, we'll find out if Charlie was...
Charlie's dad is dating Charlie's ex.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if Charlie broke up with the girl and dad sweeps in, or did he sweep it? We'll find out.
Okay.
But we know one thing. Sorry, Charlie. Yes.
Yeah.
Morning Court. Brought to you by Disney Plus. Marvel Studios, She-Hulk. That looks good, by the way. Matroni at Law, starring Emmy Award-winning Tatiana Maslany. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
I don't know.
Okay. That's the original series. It's streaming this Thursday, only on Disney Plus.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brunson, LBF, and Brian. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. All night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
1057 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Ryan.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to a longtime listener, Charlie. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, what's going on?
So, it's kind of awkward, and I don't know whether or not just to write everybody off in this situation or to try and mend it, but I've been dating this girl, for like 6 months. She's great. Mm-hmm. She met my family, and she met my dad, who I'm not really close with, but, you know, it was holidays. My dad and my mom got divorced ages ago when we were little, and he's trying to come back into the fold. He's on decent terms. Here's the weirdness. So my girlfriend, she broke up with me, and that sucks, right?
Yeah.
But, I came to find out that she started dating my dad.
Wait a minute. You said, Charlie, she's dating your dad?
Yeah, my father, yes.
Okay.
She went to the water source.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. He's a charming guy.
Okay.
But, yeah, it just really sucks.
Yeah. How long has it been going on? Like, when did it start?
It's been a few months, and they didn't tell me. And then when I confronted her, she said he reached out to her. And then when I confronted him, he said she reached out to him. So I don't really know which way it went.
Somebody's either lying or got a bad memory. Okay.
And also, sadly, this isn't the first time.
Okay.
He did it with my older brother's ex.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told my older brother, he was just like, I told you not to introduce your girlfriend to him.
Oh, my God.
Serial dater. He just waits for you guys to break up.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I guess he knows what he likes, and that's what we find.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. So how's your brother doing with it?
He's okay, you know. It wasn't too long of a relationship for him and his ex, and, you know, it was okay. And pretty soon thereafter, my dad and my brother's ex broke up.
Okay.
So
now
it
he's
wasn't
on to
really
yours.
A long-term
okay.
thing.
Yeah. Are they still seeing each other here, or was that a crazy one-off?
My ex is still dating her. They're going strong. So,
wow.
Yeah. Definitely
well,
not.
That it's Charlie. That's it's awful strange. I mean, your dad here is just looking for picking off leftovers. I mean, actually,
yes.
You guys, she broke up with you and then ends up with him. That's what makes it dastardly, right?
Dastardly.
Oh,
boy.
Charlie, what can we do for your morning court today? That stinks.
So I guess what I'm calling for is, do you guys think I should get over it and, you know, we broke up, everything's fine, you know, get back talking to my dad, or do I just go, look, I'm done. I'm done with both of you. I'm out.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot to think about.
Yes.
And it stinks. I can't imagine that happening, but apparently it has twice. So, look, Charlie, it's going to be tough, but listen to the next 45 minutes or so. Take calls from our listeners, and maybe they have some advice for you. Whether or not you have a future with your dad, certainly not her. I mean, I can't imagine that one. Okay.
Yeah, that one's over.
Yeah, I would think so. Unless you have to start calling her mom. All right, Charlie, stay tuned, my friend. Phone number is 888-410-1057. Let's help Charlie in the box get out of the box.
Yeah.
Right? Here, and
okay.
He's in one. Charlie, stay tuned.
All right.
Jeez. All right, think about this. Like I just said, his ex could be his mother-in-law someday if it continues.
No, his stepmom.
Stepmom. I'm sorry, yeah. It could be his stepmom. That's weird. And Charlie's dad has done this to his brother, his older brother.
Wow.
So he just kind of...
Just is super cool with the dating pool, apparently.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, well...
All right, so
put a ring on it, otherwise I'm dating her.
Jeez. So what do you suggest for Charlie here to get him out of the box, so to speak? His dad is now seeing his ex, and he's supposed to be cool with that. What advice do you have for Charlie today? He's listening. 888-410-1057. WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning. 6:56. It's Bob and LBF this week. Brian's on a nice, cool vacation in Maine.
Yeah.
Nice and cool up there. Okay, coming up, we're going to tell you the exact time to listen for those Stevie Nicks tickets. Okay, that's coming up at LBF. Meanwhile, gets us caught up in what's going on.
All right, 65 degrees in Boston. Boston police are searching for bicyclists believed to be involved in an assault. The incident happened in the South End Tuesday. A man said several of them surrounded him while he was driving. He was taken to the hospital after being punched in the face. Window washers at Shriners Children's Hospital are dressing as superheroes. The Pureview LLC employees dressed as Superman, Batman, and Iron Man yesterday. The goal was to make the window washing into an opportunity to make young Shriners patients
happy. That is so cool. Yeah. It makes me wonder, what would you dress up as? Who would be your superhero of choice if you were doing that?
Probably Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I like Wonder Woman. Solid choice.
Right?
For you. Yes.
I like it. Invisible jet, that lasso works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what that lasso does, but, you know, you could use that. It'd be great.
Yeah, I bet it could come in handy, Bob.
I didn't think of it that way. Okay. There it is.
And the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished above 34,000 to log its highest close since May. Retail shares were the standouts following better than expected earnings from Walmart and Home Depot. In sports, the Red Sox opened their 3-game series in Pittsburgh with a 5-3 victory over the Pirates. They take them on again tonight.
Arr, that's good. Sox are warming up. They're getting hot.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to make you a believer again.
I know. They sink, and then all of a sudden they're like playing in October, and I don't have I'm not in charge of the clicker.
Okay, slow down. I'm just saying, you know, they don't look as pathetic as they are. Okay, cloudy today with showers and high is 68. Chance of rain's 80%. We could use it. We're going to get it. That's good. And down to 62 tonight. Tomorrow's 78. It warms up for the weekend, though. It's going to be back in the 80s. So, you know, I'd have to be Batman now that I think about it. Yeah,
really?
I'd be Batman.
Why?
Well, he's got a mansion.
A troubled soul.
He's rich.
Oh.
He's got a mansion.
Okay.
Cool gadgets and cars.
He's got commitment issues.
So that's fine. You know,
but he can't fly.
He can work on those. Who wants to fly? That's fine.
Okay,
you're
fine.
Good.
Whatever. I don't want to yuck your yums. So.
Okay, thanks. All right. Anyway, hey, this is fantastic news. If you're a fan of Stevie Nicks, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to her show coming up. It's at Xfinity Center Monday, September 19th. If you want to be there, be here 8:40. We'll take caller 10 at that time. We'll give you the whole cue to call thing and then lucky call number 10.
All right.
You're going to win tickets, Stevie Nicks. So no matter how you listen, whether you stream us on the app at WROR.com or you're listening on the radio, be here at 8:40 for Stevie Nicks tickets.
Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1. Framingham, Boston. 80s and more. More hits. More variety. Way more 80s. WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:14. Some showers today. That's okay. Much needed. Much needed. High of 68 and more rain tonight. Down to 62 tomorrow. A cloudy day in 78. Right now, it's 66 in Boston. And Stevie Nicks tickets at 8:40 this morning for caller 10. So be listening for that if you want to see Stevie. And who doesn't? I do. Okay, LBF, I think I'm about to... This guy here might really annoy you. Okay?
Really?
All right, so there's a dating coach from Australia.
Okay.
His name is Jake, okay? Jake's married, so he speaks from a lot of experience on coaching... for dates and daters and whatever. What he suggests is that every woman who is in the dating pool look for a man who's 10 years older than she is. 10 years. Okay?
Okay.
And he says there's a reason for it. Men don't mature as quickly as women do.
Yep.
You probably agree with that. He said they won't play silly games. He chooses you for better reasons and will appreciate you more. George Clooney was clearly very careful when he chose his wife, Amal. He's 17 years older. They're doing great.
17?
Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld married Jessica in Sklar in 1999. He was 45. She's 28. She was 28.
Yeah, and he also dated like a 16-year-old, so he's a perv.
Okay, they're still together. Still together. All right, so 10-year relationship is where he thinks you ought to go. What do you think
it's
of that?
Sweet spot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the good news is I kind of agree. I don't disagree with that. I mean, you like who you like, but 10 years old is a good cushion because the thing is, a guy who's 10 years older than you will probably not be as active as one 10 years younger. So you won't be doing 5Ks on Saturdays.
Right.
You'll be like just getting bagels and coffee and reading the paper.
Right.
Meaning like, how's your 401k?
That's
so that's kind of nice.
Okay.
Right?
So 10 years older is nice because...
Yeah. They're not going to look as good as you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my favorite part of the year.
You like this guy's theory.
Well, yeah, but this is my favorite part of the year right now. Right now, because Dave Falcone is 4 years older than I am, and I walk around like I am 23 and he's 85.
Right.
Now, and I'm like, ooh, you married a spring chicken.
He loves it, right? So my wife is 5 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it works out great.
It's great.
Right?
Yeah, a little. I don't disagree with that.
All right. Here's what I think you're going to disagree with.
Okay.
He also, dating coach Jake from Australia, has three other rules I think you'd be interested in hearing.
How long should I wait to move in with my partner? I recommend 6 to 9 months. If the relationship's a 10 out of 10. If it's a 10 out of 10, wait 6 to 9 months. And then you can get a new house together. Or the woman moves into the man's house. The man doesn't move into the woman's house, okay? How long?
Okay.
All right. How about that?
Listen, that's just dumb. The man doesn't move into the woman's house.
Uh-huh.
Why? What if she has an awesome house?
I don't know.
My house is nice. Dave got a new girlfriend and moved out, and I wanted to move in with a guy.
The new guy?
I'd be like, come move in my house.
Okay. All right.
Often should a couple be intimate? Great question. If you're in a long-term relationship, you're in a long-term, committed, proper, monogamous relationship, you should be being intimate sexually with your partner 2 to 3 times every week consistently.
Oh.
2 to 3 times a week, no excuses. Ooh. Okay, long-term relationship, minimum twice a week. What if he's not making the move to ask me out? User 8, you want to say things like, look, I love talking to you, when are you going to ask me on a date? Things like that, backwards questions. Should the guy plan the dates? Yes. The guy should plan the date, come up with the idea, he should execute the date and pay for the date. Your job is to sit back and have fun.
Sit back and have fun.
I agree with the sitting back and having fun.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with the no excuses.
No excuses.
Look, I can think of several off the top of my head right now. One being I have COVID. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
I have COVID. I had a baby. I am sick.
Okay, those aren't excuses. Those are legitimate things.
He said no excuses.
Yeah, but I think he means like, oh, whatever, I'm tired. No, I think if you have a legitimate excuse, of course, he's not an animal.
You don't think that being tired is a legitimate excuse?
No, not really.
I think it is.
He said just sit back, relax.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and have fun. Well, I mean, that's not always guaranteed anyway.
All right, so that's that. What do you think of the guy always should ask the woman out, even if, you know, well, okay. Even if he's not doing it, then you would hint that you'd be interested.
Well, listen, I just think at the beginning the guy should try harder because in the end he doesn't.
All right?
I mean, that's my theory.
That's why you just go for someone 10 years
coach.
Older.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, he tries
won.
Harder,
anyway.
And, it, you know, it's okay. Yeah, that's really good.
Anyways, the guy's very controversial, I think, because of the 10 years and then the no excuses line.
Yeah, no excuses.
Yep.
I mean, who is he, Nike? Just do it? No way.
I think that's what he's saying right there. All right, it's 7:19, and isn't that ironic? We have some Alanis here. Don't forget, Stevie Nicks tickets, 8:40 this morning. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. 7:26, it's Bob and LBF. Brian's on vacation this week. Overcast and rain today. That's good. We can use it.
Yeah.
Certainly can.
I need some more, though. Right?
Yep. Good news is you don't have to worry about your AC.
Yeah, I know.
Turn that sucker off. Are you seriously done for the season?
I can't turn it back on. People who didn't hear me talk about, I got my electric bill, and it was $960 for a month.
And last year,
and I don't have a big house.
Last year's bill was how much?
At this
time?
Like $300.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it tripled.
Yes.
Wow. And a lot of folks are chiming in about it on our Facebook page, ROR Morning Show.
Yes.
You posted the bill. Uh-huh. People can see it's legit. And it's really triggered a lot of responses.
Yeah, so, my own.
Yeah, I know. What did Dave do when you called him?
I didn't. I texted him and he didn't get back to me because he was working.
Because he passed out?
Yeah, I think he passed out.
Oh, man. Anyway, give us a like. Next time you're on Facebook, it's the ROR Morning Show.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's be friends.
We're fun.
Yes, we're friends. Let's do it. I tell you who's not friends right now. Charlie and his dad. Oh. So Charlie coming up in morning court. He doesn't know what to do about his father. His dad is dating his ex-girlfriend. Sorry, Charlie.
It's
not
wrong.
Good. So he's going to call and see what to do because it's a lot when your dad is dating your ex. So morning court in 10 minutes. It's brought to you by the Good Feet Store, improving people's lives 2 feet at a time. Morning Court, like I said, coming in 10 minutes. Stevie Nicks, 8:40. Tickets there.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Bryce. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Bryce.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to a longtime listener, Charlie. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, what's going on?
So, it's kind of awkward, and I don't know whether or not just to write everybody off in this situation or to try and mend it. But I've been dating this girl, for like 6 months. She's great. Mm-hmm. She met my family, and she met my dad, who I'm not really close with, but, you know, it was holidays. My dad and my mom got divorced ages ago when we were little, and he's trying to come back into the fold. He's on decent terms. Here's the weirdness. So my girlfriend, she broke up with me, and that sucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I came to find out that she started dating my dad.
Wait a minute. You said, Charlie, she's dating your dad?
Yeah, my father, yes.
Okay.
She went to the water source.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. He's a charming guy.
Okay.
But, it just really sucks.
Yeah. How long has it been going on? Like, when did it start?
It's been a few months, and they didn't tell me. And then when I confronted her, she said he reached out to her. And then when I confronted him, he said she reached out to him. So I don't really know which way it went.
Somebody's either lying or got a bad memory. Okay.
And also, sadly, this isn't the first time.
Okay.
He did it with my older brother's ex.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told my older brother, he was just like, I told you not to introduce your girlfriend to him.
Oh, my God. This is insane. Serial dater. He just waits for you guys to break up.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I guess he knows what he likes, and that's what we find. You know?
Oh, my God.
Okay. So how's your brother doing with it?
He's okay, It wasn't too long of a relationship for him and his ex, and, you know, it was okay. And pretty soon thereafter, my dad and my brother's ex broke up.
Okay.
So
now
it wasn't really
yours.
A long-term
okay.
thing.
Yeah. Are they still seeing each other here, or was that a crazy one-off?
My ex is still dating her. They're going strong. So,
wow.
Yeah. Definitely
Charlie, it's awful strange. I mean, your dad here is just looking for picking off leftovers. I mean, actually,
yes.
You guys, she broke up with you and then ends up with him. That's what makes it dastardly, right?
Dastardly.
No.
Oh, man.
Charlie, what can we do for your Morning Court today? That stinks.
So I guess what I'm calling for is, do you guys think I should get over it and, you know, we broke up, everything's fine, you know, get back talking to my dad, or do I just go, look, I'm done. I'm done with both of you. I'm out.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot to think about.
Yes.
And it stinks. I can't imagine that happening, but apparently it has twice. So, look, Charlie, it's going to be tough, but listen to the next 45 minutes or so. Take calls from our listeners, and maybe they have some advice for you. Whether or not you have a future with your dad, certainly not her. I mean, I can't imagine that one.
Okay. Yeah, that one's over.
Yeah, I would think so. Unless you have to start calling her mom. All right, Charlie, stay tuned, my friend. Phone number is 888-410-1057. Let's help Charlie in the box get out of the box.
Yeah.
Right? Here, and he's in one. Charlie, stay tuned.
All right.
Jeez. All right, think about this. Like I just said, his ex could be his mother-in-law someday if it continues.
No, his stepmom.
Stepmom. I'm sorry, yeah. It could be his stepmom. That's weird. And Charlie's dad has done this to his brother, his older brother.
Wow.
So he just kind of...
Just is super cool with the dating pool, apparently.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, well...
All right, so
put a ring on it, otherwise I'm dating her.
Jeez. So what do you suggest for Charlie here to get him out of the box, so to speak? His dad is now seeing his ex. And he's supposed to be cool with that. What advice do you have for Charlie today? He's listening. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And Morning Court today, Charlie called because his dad is dating his ex. Now, as if that's bad enough, the ex broke up with Charlie. So, you know, that makes it doubly hard. It's one thing if it... Even then, be kind of
weird. I think
it's not sure if it ever would apply. Yeah. But so he starts dating Charlie's ex after she leaves him. And apparently, Charlie's dad is just single, ready to mingle, picking all the low fruit off the tree.
Okay.
He doesn't need a ladder. If it's low fruit, he's picking it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he's done it before.
Okay.
His brother.
Right. Yeah, it's not cool.
Not cool. Al, you're up. What do you think, Al, about Charlie's situation?
Well, I would take him aside and sit him down man to man, have a nice conversation, and then simply break loose and say, "What's your advice, Dad? Can I have some dating advice?"
You mean like, how do you, you know, do so well?
Right, right. I mean, he's obviously well-versed at this. I mean, take a lesson from the old man.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
It's family, after all.
Yeah, that's the angle I hadn't thought about, Al. Dad, coach me. What am I doing wrong?
Oh, my God.
Okay, thanks, Al.
That'll bring the family together.
Sure, yeah. Okay, I like it. Thank you. Have a great day, Al. All right, yeah, hey, Nancy, what's your trick? What's the secret? All right, so let's see what we got here. Mickey, you're up next. Mickey, what do you think?
I think... he needs to write both of them off. The father is just makes my skin crawl.
Yeah.
And he has no moral compass. He has no respect for his child. I mean, he's an adult, but
so that's it.
The father did the son a favor.
You don't see anything. Doesn't matter.
There's nothing. No.
Okay.
None. I would. Yes. Nothing.
Right.
I have nothing for either of them, and he should move along.
Okay. Mickey's laying down the law.
Move along, son.
Keep moving. You're done, son. Well, Dad. You know. Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you.
Okay, Jen, you're up next. So, Jen, what do you think about Charlie's case today?
Well, I feel really bad for Charlie. I will say that the girlfriend that he had, that is now his ex, is pretty much on her way to Maury Povich, because that's the type of person that she is. And he really does need to put up his boundaries and say, hey, look, I'm not doing this anymore. You always want my shiny new toy, Dad, and you can't do that to me.
Right.
I'm your son. And, you know, what kind of quality girlfriend is that for them to be dating anyone in the family? I mean, that means that she has absolutely no respect for him whatsoever as a person.
Well, that's you're perfect
say,
for
oh,
each other.
I'll introduce you to my son.
Well, there's that.
There's the spark. The family.
Say that
again. He needs to let it all go and pick himself up and move on to bigger and better things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's where he's headed. Thank you, Jen. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. ROR, good morning. Hi, Sherry. Are you calling about Charlie's morning court case?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. What do you think?
So I think for that situation, it's like the bros before hoes thing,
yeah.
You know? And it's his dad, so I'm thinking
it should apply double.
You know?
Yeah.
Huh?
It should apply double for dad when you're doing the bros before, you know? Right.
Yeah, bros before hoes. It's your dad. All I would do is say, listen, Dad, like, you got to stop dating my exes. Like, that's not cool. If you're not going to stop, then I'm going to stop my relationship with you, because this is the second time you're doing it. So, you know, not only that, but he should have asked permission before.
Yeah.
Like, hey. You know, I'd be like, you know, like, I'm really. You
hey,
know,
if you're not going to date her. Sherry, you're right.
Exactly.
He has to find out from
like,
other
hey.
People. It's brutal. All right.
Right.
Remember that code,
right.
LBF.
Bros before hoes?
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. Thanks, Sherry. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
Wow, okay, yeah. You know what Dad reminds me of? It's like some rock sing stars, right? When their dads go on the road with them, if they're single dads, They're just like hanging out. They're partying.
That's so gross.
It's true, though. It happens.
I know. I'm sure,
you know,
it is.
In the music game, you know, dads are like just, you know, they're at a party.
Like a wingman.
Like your wingman. Yeah, it's just weird.
I like hoes before bros.
Okay. You
well, this is a rule.
You turned it on your his head.
I love the ladies.
All right. Is Charlie done with his dad, or is there hope? What if the love just cannot be denied?
What?
It could. Maybe it's what it is. All right. What do you think? 888-410-1057.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, indeed. And Super Smart is brought to you today by Rodenheiser Home Services. Rodenheiser Home Services, they're looking to add to their winning team. For more info on applying, just apply at Go Careers or apply to careers.rodenheiser.com. All right, let's say good morning to today's player from Alston. It's Marina. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Marina, now you work for Tufts, and you're working from home today.
Yes, I am.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Wish I was working from home.
No, you don't. LBF, you'd miss all this.
That's right. Thanks for reminding me.
Okay. By the way, I like the name Marina.
Me too.
Thank you.
It's a pretty name. It really is.
School with a Marina.
Did you? Yeah, it evokes the images of the sea and, you know, all beautiful things. Marina.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My father got it. He was in the Navy in Italy, and it's called the Marina. So.
Uh-huh. Yes. Just think if you married somebody named Marino. That'd be fun.
Marino?
Just saying.
Yeah, I'd keep the maiden name at that point.
Yeah, okay. See, these things, they just make you wonder, don't they?
You, Bob. Just you.
Oh, you don't think Marino is what? All right, Marina.
Yes.
Let's play Super Smart. Now, I know you've played before, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you take another swipe at it, see if you can win $1,000. You know how it goes. LBS can ask you 10 questions, get them all right, you do get $1,000. Now, if you're not sure about a question, say pass, and we'll get back to it if there's time on the clock. Marina, here we go.
What is 5 plus 8?
13.
Belinda Carlisle was the lead singer of this band.
The Go-Go's.
What kind of animal is raised in a warren?
Pass.
Which movie introduced Indiana Jones to the world?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Which fashion designer was shot dead in the summer of 97?
Pass, but I know what it is.
Last Week Tonight on HBO was hosted by whom?
Pass.
What does the Swahili word Simba mean in English?
King.
Which country first used police dogs? England, Scotland, or Germany?
Germany.
Donnie Wahlberg is a detective on this TV show.
Blue Bloods.
What colors are the American flag?
Red, white, and blue.
What kind of animal is raised in a warren?
Pass.
Out of time. Yeah. Oh.
Let's see. How many did we get?
You got five.
Oh.
You got five right.
Half right.
You passed a lot.
Passed a lot, so that's okay.
All right, here's what you passed
on. All right. What kind of animal is raised in a warren? Rabbits. Those pesky rabbits that eat all of my black-eyed Susans.
Silly rabbits.
Which fashion designer...
They're eating our tomatoes.
Yeah, are they the worst? Which fashion designer was shot dead in the summer of 97? Versace.
See.
Tip of your tongue, right?
Yep. Yeah. And Last Week Tonight on HBO is hosted by John Oliver. The Swahili word Simba in English means lion. Because Simba was the name of the kid, the little
lion. The lion.
Yes. And which country first used police dogs? Actually, it was Scotland.
That was trick. Because I, you know what, Marina, I thought it was German, too. German shepherds, hello, right?
Right, exactly. But
it was the Scots.
The Scots.
That did it first.
When I went to Scotland, they didn't tell me that.
Right. Well, you didn't ask.
Yeah.
I didn't ask.
All right, Marina. It was great meeting you.
Yeah.
You're a lot of fun. We appreciate you listening to the show. And we're going to give you a four-pack of tickets to the New England Revolution game at Gillette. That's Sunday, September 4th. Make a night of it. Enjoy that. Okay, Marina?
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you again. If you want to play Super Smart, do it Marina Day. Just go to WROR.com, signs up there. Next, you know, we could be calling you for a shot at $1,000.
Yeah, right? If you're online, you just play it, slay it. We might pay it. You know, just sign up, too. Everyone's like, I want to play. Sign up.
Just sign up. Yep. It's so easy to do. Hey, coming up at 8:40, which is 30 minutes from right now, we're going to give somebody a chance to win tickets to Stevie Nicks. Okay, you'll be lucky. Call number 10 at 8:40. Be listening for Stevie Nicks tickets.
I'm setting my alarm, even though I can't win them.
You're going to set your alarm?
Yeah.
That's helpful for
okay.
me. So
all right, good.
You.
All right.
Well, look at you.
Find out if you're super smart every weekday morning at 8:05 with the ROR Morning Show. Listen live on the WROR app. It's easy and free.
Okay, we talked to Charlie this morning in Morning Court. He's upset, and why wouldn't he be? His dad is now dating his ex. His ex left him. Now she's dating the guy's dad? Tough stuff. And he's done it before with his older brother.
Yeah.
So they're obviously divorced, and dad's just easy pickings for him. You done with that?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You gonna finish that?
I'll take it. Okay. All right. Charlie, we're trying to lighten up a little bit. Because so far, people are not happy with your dad. Let's see what Brielle has to say about that.
So after listening to what Charlie said, I think that Charlie needs to stand up for himself. And I think that he should demand some respect from his dad. Parents are supposed to parent their child. So I think that his father crossed the boundary, and I think he needs to stand up for himself.
Yeah, otherwise be done.
Absolutely. It's inappropriate. I think it's very inappropriate that his father would be looking at one of his girlfriends like that. And especially since this has happened twice.
Yeah,
it's happened twice. Wait a minute, your boyfriend wanted to date your mom? Your past boyfriend?
Yeah, one of my past boyfriends. You know, my mom is pretty attractive, I'd say. And you know, there'd be times where he'd be looking at her and I'm like, that's so weird. But of course, because my mom has self-respect, she would never do something like that.
Did the guy say anything, or is it just you just were picking up a vibe?
Oh, picking up a vibe, definitely.
Picking up what he's putting down.
Wow. Yes. I hope you put that to a screeching halt, Brielle.
It's like that song, Stacey's Mom. It's got it going on.
Yeah. You're not going to date my mom. That's
my
just...
mom does have it going on. She's a lovely woman, but...
She'd never date your ex because she's a good mother.
That's right.
She's not a creeper.
Well, let's hear it for Brielle's mom.
Yeah, thank God.
Keep him far away from Charlie's dad, but that's fine. Okay,
Brielle. I wish Charlie the best of luck. I really do.
I know. Yeah, so do we. Okay, this is Leah. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
Hi. What do you think of Charlie's case today?
Well, I think that he should go to CVS and pick up an over-the-counter pharmacy drug for herpes.
And then
if your dad's birthday is coming up, Father's Day is coming up, maybe he should gift that to his dad.
Okay.
Message received.
Yeah. I would even go CVS brand. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nothing. No brand for you. Right?
Yep.
Said to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Mike, what do you think?
Calling about Charlie's problem.
Yeah, that guy. Poor Charlie.
I get revenge. I date his ex. I don't care if it is my mom.
Okay. Now that's funny.
Mike, that was really funny. I like it. Twisted, but funny.
Have a nice day, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Bye.
Bye.
ROR, good morning. Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
Okay, what do you think?
I just think it's unfortunate that the son is going through this and that his father really isn't worth it. Apparently, the father doesn't have any respect for the son, and he should count his blessings because apparently his ex-girlfriend isn't worth it anyway. I would definitely write him off. No need. Doesn't need them.
Yeah.
That's the end of them, is what you're saying.
Yeah, like...
No ultimatum.
Yeah, exactly.
Just take it on face value. You're a horrible dad.
Yeah. That's it. He's done it to the brother, and he's...
What if it was... Let me play devil's advocate. In this case, people think he's a devil. But let's just say there was this undeniable spark between Charlie's dad and his ex that couldn't be denied. Couldn't be denied. You've been there. You've had
that.
I can deny a lot of sparks.
You're killing me.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. No.
Exactly. Thank you. There's no such thing as an undeniable spark that you have to act on.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Really? If you acted on every spark, you'd be in jail.
No.
I'm fired. You guys are crazy.
No, but seriously, what if it was like you've met that, and their eyes just locked, and it was destiny.
Destiny.
Do we deny destiny, though?
Yes.
Well, we don't know her name.
What, Marianne, you say, just forget it, right? There's no case for dad, Charlie's dad.
No. Okay. Definitely not.
That's right.
Thank you so much. Okay. Love you guys.
Well, thank you. Hey, let me ask you a random question while we have you, Marianne.
Yeah.
Well, you listen to the show enough, okay? Which one of us, me, Bob, LBF, or Brian, is most likely to finish a family size of a bag of chips in one sitting?
Oh, I don't want anybody to be offended.
No one's going to be offended.
Right. No, we won't.
Just need the truth.
No, she won't be offended. Go ahead, Marianne.
Well, actually, I was going to say LB.
Yeah. See, I told you.
Listen, sometimes you're binge watching TV and binging chips. Absolutely. It happens. You know, and the next thing you know, you're like, did I eat that?
Yeah. You did.
More chips.
I have to have it all the time.
Thanks, Marianne. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. Bye. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love these random questions. They're just fun, you know? Why not? Okay, Charlie, you know what? Right now, there's... the best advice was to sit down with dad, let him know it does bother you. And it's up to dad at that point. How he wants to, does he want to be your dad, or does he want to just, be that guy?
Get your leftovers.
Yeah, get your leftovers. So good luck with that, Charlie. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Okay. This is it.
It is?
Let's do it.
Okay. What are we doing?
Well, we just played Fleetwood Mac. You know, all those Stevie Nicks and the band. And I figured folks might like to go see Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
Okay. So start calling right now. We'll have our winner. 888-410-1057. Tickets to Stevie Nicks. She is going to be at the Xfinity Center September 19th. That's a Monday night. Okay. So let's see if we can grab caller number 10 right now. Ryan, go for it. So we have Ryan will be on the phone answering until we get to call number 10. Oh. Then you and I are going to pick up that phone and say, hello.
Are you going to say hello?
I'm going to say hello.
I feel like I'm above that.
No, I like it when you do it, because I got home the other day and my wife said hello because she thinks it was really funny.
It We're was, good. Did she?
Yes.
She encourages you? So I should speak to her, huh?
Okay,
okay, now I know.
All right. 105.7 WROR. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Darlene.
Darlene, good news for you.
You're going to Stevie Nicks.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
My Lord.
We're very serious around here. You got it, Darlene. Get excited.
She is
Jump
excited,
around.
But our phones are weird.
Scream. We love you guys so much.
Oh,
you're the
God,
best.
It's time to go home.
Love you guys.
Oh, really? Okay, a little bit. All right.
Darlene, hang
Bob
on a second.
I've got what he needed. He's needy. He's a man.
Hello. Hey, Darlene, you still there?
I'm here.
All right, listen, what happens here is when we give away do a contest like this, so many calls come in, it just literally obliterates the phone system. So we're going to tell you got the tickets. You will be there, so don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
All right, Darlene, where are you from?
I'm from Worcester.
I'm from Worcester.
Worcester.
All right, you know the show is going to be at the Xfinity Center, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, you can make it in town for that.
Well, it's in Foxborough, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Who are you going to take with you?
Been there many times.
Good. Who are you going to take with you, Darlene?
My husband.
Isn't that nice?
Oh.
See how that works?
Bob always gets excited when people take the husband.
Well... You know, usually it's a you know, one of those things I ask, and they go, well, I don't know.
It's Bob feels
maybe my husband.
He's a husband. It's all right.
Okay.
It's a total couch trip hanging out with this
Darlene.
<dude.
laughs> Hey, Darlene, last question for you.
Yeah.
Look at the radio dial and tell me what the number one station in Boston to listen to is.
105.7.
Nice.
That's a good job.
Well done, Darlene. You hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right, good. Yeah, so Darlene's going to go to the show. We have more tickets giveaway all week. Fret not. If you didn't win this time, we'll give you another go at it coming up. More tickets giveaway, and maybe Julie will give some away. Maybe J-Bo. You got to listen to find out. Okay, you can stream us at WROR.com or stream us on the app. Either way, make sure you spend the day with us.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Brotza, LBF, and Brian.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
All night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Somebody to love. That's Queen. It's Bob. LBF. Brian's on vacation. Hey, Mike is on the phone, LBF.
Yeah.
I know Morning Court is done for the day, and we wish Charlie luck with his dad and all that weirdness. But Mike had a different point of view. Right, Mike?
Yes, yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you guys are great.
Thank you, Mike. I like Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, I'm calling about the guy with his...
Charlie.
...father that stole his...
Yeah.
His girlfriend?
Yeah, Charlie.
Mm. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. If that was my father, I'd be giving him a thumbs up and coaching him.
Really?
Is that right? Huh.
You know, what the heck? You know, geez, I think his father's a great guy, and my father was my best friend, like I said, and I'd be helping him.
Really? This is a different take.
Yeah, why not? Come on, it's a bro thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, if he's done with her, I guess dad can have whatever, can move in.
Yeah, why not?
I love this. This is great. Yeah, he shared, you know, whatever. You know, if it doesn't work out, hey, dad, give it a shot. I'm good. He's moving on. That's funny.
Yes.
All right, Mike, good stuff.
All right, you guys are doing a great job. I love you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks so much.
Do you have a son, Mike, at all?
Yes, I do. I got two.
Would you date their exes?
What's that?
Would you date their exes?
Yeah, would I date? No. Hey, I'll be honest with you. I like the older women.
Oh, all right. Perfect. Excellent.
All right, Mike. Very good.
I'd take my father's girlfriend.
Okay, that's better.
All right.
Mike, have a great day.
Stay safe, guys.
Okay, bye. That's funny. He's funny. You gotta like Mike.
Different perspective.
It sure was. It's a little different.
A little different. All right.
To each their own. Okay, coming up, we're going to go commercial free for 2 hours. The No Repeat Workday, that kicks off, so that's a good thing, right? And if you get a chance today, check out the Wicked Fun Summer Guide at WROR.com. There's all kinds of great stuff on there. We're down to the last 2 weeks of summer. Okay?
Okay.
I hate to say it. Well, of August, for all intents and purposes. So you want to make the most of it, check out our Wicked Fun Summer Guide at WROR.com. Also, while you're there, we're giving away $5,000.
$5,000
for back-to-school shopping.
Wow.
I mean, it's easy. All you got to do is go to WROR.com, sign up, and you can use that money to send your kids back to school.
That'd be nice.
Now, your sister just sent her son to college for the first time.
Sure, yes.
Wouldn't she have liked $5,000?
She sure would have.
Well, she couldn't win. She's your sister.
Sorry, Jules.
But anybody else, go for it at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.